December 26th, part two. Once the practice has strength to it, power to it, once we've practiced enough, we can't decide if we practice, if we're going to practice or not. It happens by itself. And then when there's enough perfections and merit and power built up, the mind will move from that of a regular person to an enlightened one. When we enlighten, we become a child of the Buddha. The Buddha feels like our father and mother. He's talking about some Thai terminology that he has to keep adapting and changing the words that he uses as language changes, because language is something that changes all the time. Words that used to mean something good change to mean have a negative meaning. Even a lot of Buddhist words are misused in regular everyday life, not the way that they were intended. The Pali language is dead, is a dead language. Because it's a dead language, actually that language doesn't change. So it's a bit of a nice thing that in Buddhism we use the Pali language, a dead language, so it won't change, because teaching in Buddhism in Thai or in English, the newer people listening to the teachings from the old days don't understand. You know, they don't understand. It's all old words, old-fashioned wording and meanings. So it has to totally change. Most people listen to monks and just fall asleep because they're using really old language, keeping with a Thai tradition. Sometimes you need a translator from Thai to Thai for the younger people to understand. And if we haven't learned the Pali language, there's a 9-year or a 9-level course in Thailand to learn Pali to become experts. But if we're not an expert in Pali, then of course we'll also translate Pali wrongly. A lot of people translate wrong. Like, for example, the Buddha says something like, sit straight and see what's in front of your face. And people then literally try to picture their own face and see what's in front of their face. But what he just means is be alert to what's there in the present. Right? But the word face is in the explanation, and people then believe that they have to be mindful in the face area. You know? See? Everybody smile. Can you send? There you go. You're seeing your face, the mindful of the face. You're seeing the smile. Some people think you can only know what's in front of our face, you know, but that's ridiculous. We're talking about knowing the physical and mental phenomena, rupa and nama, that are here. Alertly, the madhu. He's saying, this is hard stuff to translate. He says, this is going to be hard to translate this, yes. If we have the opportunity to do good, let's do good. But regarding training of the mind, let's practice to make this mind a brighter and lighter one with morality, with mental training, and with wisdom. We use samatha to help make the mind calmer and more relaxed. We use and bring us energy, and we use vipassana to make the mind an intelligent one. In this holiday season, who's done bad? Lift your hand. Oh, that's a lot of hands. Space. It says there's even more of us that have done bad things and didn't lift our hands too. If we didn't raise our hands, he's going to really concentrate on who was doing wrong here. It says, so we know in this last year we've done some bad things. Let's have the intention to do good next year, in the new year. He says, it's better to do bad and then know that you did bad. At least you know that you did bad. A lot of people think they're doing good, but they're actually doing bad. They're doing lots of nice things, but actually, for example, some people do lots of things. They think they're doing great things, but actually what they're doing is controlling other people. So in a sense, they might be doing something bad, even though they think they're doing something good. But if we do bad things, we should know, yep, did bad. If the heart is in an unwholesome state, we should know so. Wholesome state, know so. If there is defilement in the heart, know so. If there isn't, then know so. In the beginning, we will see, hey, there is no person here. There is no self. And at the end, we'll see that it's all suffering. He was quiet for a moment, taking a look at our behaviors. When our life has problems, let's not blame others. We forget to blame ourselves. We have sadness and hardships of the heart, and we don't know, we're not knowing ourselves. Come to see ourselves. If we don't see ourselves, it's hard to solve our problems. Most people are just looking out at other people, not seeing themselves. And wherever we are, we're unhappy. So let's study ourselves, learn ourselves, and wherever we are, we can find happiness, whatever situation we're in. Nirvana is something that's real. Enlightenment is real. It just depends on if we practice towards it or not. See the truth. See true phenomena and see the truth of them, and the mind will see the Dhamma. It isn't a hard thing to do, but we have to be patient. Some people, it takes a long time, especially those who practice the bodhisattva path. It takes them a very long time, but some people are able to release from the bodhisattva path and enlighten. Yes. There's a meritorious deed in Thailand where you can free cows. It says, who here helps to free cows so that they aren't slaughtered? And a lot of people lifted their hand. He said, that's good, because none of you really want to be cows next life, do you? Not again. Of course, the cows are going to die at some point, but let's not make them get let them get killed and die immediately. Sometimes Longpa will help to free cows, but there are too many of us, so he doesn't usually mention it, so that he's able to do it. On his own. It's nice though to do meritorious deeds together, because each person doing meritorious deeds, charity work and good things, is like a little candle, is a little bit bright, right? But if there are a lot of people doing together, the whole area gets bright from all the little candles. So let's not be narrow-minded when we do charity and share in it. Right? Even if there's just one candle, but that one candle can light another, which lights another, which lights another. Even if we don't have much money or we can't help that much, even just a little bit, we're part of a fund that comes to help big things and wonderful things. We get a lot of merit out of that. Doing things to help to wash away our selfishness. These are highly meritorious deeds. We have a lot of expenses, so sometimes we don't want to spend so much money on freeing cows and that. Longpa has enough people giving charity money to him that he's able to do something like that every month. Can we feel that our heart is a wholesome one now? We're fresh and comfortable knowing ourselves. The happiness of a wholesome mind is fresh and comfortable. It's a different, higher quality of happiness when we are aware. There is a wholesome happiness that comes over us. If we do something bad, if we do something negative, let's just think once about it, that, okay, we're going to not do this again. And that's enough. Forget about it. But if we do good deeds, like meritorious deeds and charity, we can think about it again and again. We feel happy every time. Right? So let's not review the negative things in our lives again and again. It's like we're stepping on it again and again, making the mind unwholesome over and over again. There are lots of different meritorious deeds we can do, even if we don't have money or to give. Right? We see garbage on the street, we can pick it up and put it in a garbage can. Just little things like that. We go to a public washrooms on the side of the highway. Some of these things are disgusting, right? Right? Normally when we see some disgusting washroom, we just run away and say, oh, that's gross, right? Right? But what if we clean it up a little bit, or flush, at least flush the toilet for them? Right? So he feels that the new year is coming, so I'll teach a little bit outside of what I normally do about wisdom to help people to be better people in the coming year. We have to... It's giving an analogy to a barrel of water. If the barrel has a hole in it, it doesn't matter how much stuff we pour into it, how much water we pour into it, it'll never fill up. If the barrel doesn't have a hole, but we don't pour any water into it, then of course it's not full either. So the hole is the doing bad, the water is the doing good. So we stop doing bad, the barrel is fixed, and then we pour good into it, and we can fill the barrel. So let's build good and wholesome qualities of the heart. For example, this coming year, I'm going to speak nicely all the time. I'm not going to say mean things to anybody. I'm not going to lie. For example, we have make this intention. Just joking, and then watch you go into work and then everybody starts yelling at you and you can't yell back. In the Buddha scriptures, Angulimala was an evil being, a murderer, that actually ended up becoming an enlightened being, an arahant. Because he was a murderer in the past and people knew it, they wouldn't give him food. But once there was a lady and she was giving birth and having such a rough time, it looked like she was going to die and the baby was going to die, and he made a wish on the good things that he had done and the Dhamma that he knows. May she be in ease. And then the baby came out comfortably and they both lived. And then after people saw and heard about this, then they were able to help him and give him food again and changed their opinion of him. Just an example of how doing good can be a benefit. Even if we were doing bad before, we decide to start doing good starting now. Of course, a lot of us want to have these superpowers, but we need deep, deep concentration for these types of things. If we're able to have deep meditation, it's very interesting, isn't it, that a lot of us would like to have that, but it helps us be stronger, more determined people. Yeah. Let's try to make sure we're good with our parents too. He says a lot of us find that very hard. So we have to be determined, but let's not make ourselves stressed about it, because we'll even get worse if we're too stressed or forcing. Let's do it in a relaxed way. Our practice will improve. So some people are going to be sending in their homework now. I'll let you know when to lift your number if you're going to send in your homework to him or ask him a question. But not yet. I'm going to take a little break while other people are sending in their homework to recharge my batteries, but keep your phones in.